Nos atiende Amy Odell. Ella es periodista de moda y es autora del bestseller del momento en los Estados Unidos. Se llama Anna, la biografía de Anna Wintour. Anna, ¿ya hay alguna opinión de la señora Wintour sobre lo que ella escribió?
Good morning, Amy. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And we want to begin this interview by asking you, at this point, have you received any type of opinion from Anne Wintour about the book that you wrote?
No, I actually haven't received any feedback from her or her office about the book. However, I did learn in reporting the book and interviewing more than 250 sources, many of whom had never spoken on the record about Anna before, and including some of her closest friends and colleagues, everyone from Serena Williams to Tom Ford to Tory Burch. I did learn that she's a voracious reader. She reads a lot, so I would not be surprised if she read the book. However, I am just as curious as everyone else what she thinks of it.
No ha recibido ninguna retroalimentación de Anna Wintour todavía. Está esperando, como todos, y está a la expectativa de saber qué piensa, pero sí supo por muchas de las fuentes y amigos cercanos de Anna, con los que tuvo la oportunidad de conversar, como Tory Burch, Frank Williams, es que es una gran lectora, así que no le sorprende que ya lo haya leído.
Bueno, estamos hablando de la mujer que determina el futuro de la moda en el mundo. Es la editora y la consentida de Condé Nast desde la prestigiosa revista Vogue. Ahí ella define qué sigue o qué no sigue en la moda. Nunca se sabe qué está pensando porque nunca se le ven los ojos. En los desfiles siempre usa unas gafas oscuras. Los diseñadores no pueden adivinar si les gustó o no les gustó. En fin, les toca esperarse a que la señora pida o no pida ropa para la siguiente edición. ¿Qué cree ella que es, en caso de que leyera el libro, lo que no le va a gustar a la señora Wintour de el bestseller Anna?
In the case that Anna Wintour reads your book, or if she has read it, what do you think it's the thing about the book that she's going to dislike?
You know, I learned so many things about Anna while reporting this book that really surprised me. And I followed her career for a long time before working on this project. But I was surprised to learn that she wants to be remembered for her philanthropic work rather than her magazine editing work. One example of that is the Met Gala, which raises funds for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. I was surprised to hear people describe her cultural innovation as being on par with Steve Jobs. And what I think readers will really find surprising when they pick up this book is that, you know, Anna is someone who has been in a very public position for 34 years. She's been editor-in-chief of Vogue for 34 years. Yet, for that entire time, she has remained an enigma. And my book really aims to peel back the curtain on who she really is as a person and as a business leader. And the book is written in an objective way. So her successes are documented, but her mistakes and her failures are also not glossed over.
Bueno, supo muchas cosas de Anna que no sabía y que le sorprendieron. Ella ya había seguido mucho la carrera de Anna Wintour, pero haciendo la reportería para este libro se enteró de nuevas cosas, como por ejemplo su gusto por la filantropía. Nos dice que un ejemplo de eso es el Met Gala, en el que recoge fondos para ayudar a las personas. También su cultura de innovación. Y lo más sorprendente, a lo mejor, es esa posición pública en la que ha estado Anna por 34 años, y por todo este tiempo ha sido un enigma, así que ella levanta de cierta forma esa cortina para saber quién es esa mujer, quién es esa líder de negocios, y pues documenta de una manera muy objetiva en ese libro pues los errores y todo lo que está detrás de la vida de Anna Wintour.
Una mujer que pues se vestía muy mal, se vestía como hombre, se peinaba como hombre, no se distinguía por ser elegante, glamurosa. ¿Cómo llega a convertirse en la mujer más poderosa de la moda en el mundo?
A woman that, you know, was not known for being, for dressing well or for doing her hair. How is it that a woman that seems so far away from the fashion industry, from the fashion itself, by the way she dressed herself, how is it that a woman like that ends up being the most important woman in the fashion industry?
Anna had a number of advantages in her career that helped her, but she also worked very, very hard to get where she is. One advantage she had was her family. Her father was a very well-known editor in London on Fleet Street of a newspaper called The Evening Standard, which was enormously influential during that time, so the 50s and 60s. And Anna was exposed to her father's world from a young age and included in it. He liked to have dinner parties at the house and would invite journalists from his paper over, along with politicians, famous writers. And Anna was exposed to that kind of thing. And she learned about the business, people said, from her father. She had access to this world and could see that it was something she wanted to be a part of. And she has said that growing up in London in the 60s, when fashion completely changed for young people, not only in Europe, but around the world, you know, following World War II, it became fun. Mini skirts became popular. She was right in the middle of that in London. And she has said that that is what sparked her interest in fashion. And, you know, she has a number of strengths as a leader as well. She's enormously professional and businesslike, people say. But she also has had a lot of training in being a fashion editor, and she had a number of jobs where she was really working in the trenches for many years, and I document all of those in the book. So she had a unique family and has a unique skill set that enabled her to succeed in her position today.
Ana tuvo un número de ventajas en su carrera que la ayudó a ser quien es hoy en día. Por supuesto que hubo mucho trabajo duro de su parte, pero su familia fue una ventaja porque su padre, ella creció en Londres, su padre era editor de un conocido medio y un periódico con mucha influencia en los 60s allá, así que Ana estuvo expuesta a ese mundo desde muy joven gracias a su padre, porque tenía esas fiestas en su casa con periodistas, con políticos, y Ana estuvo expuesta a eso desde una temprana edad y aprendió todo el negocio por parte de su padre. Nos dice que pues ella quería ser parte de ese mundo y se dio cuenta a muy temprana edad precisamente por esa influencia que tuvo su padre en ella. Y también nos decía que el crecer en Londres, donde la moda estaba cambiando en los 60s, después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial, se empezaron a introducir las faldas, ella empezó a despertar ese interés en la moda y a convertirse en esa líder con mucha fuerza en los negocios, en el entretenimiento y en su trabajo, pero sin duda esa familia única en la que creció le dio una gran ventaja.
Grace, hay muchos de nosotros que lo que sabemos de Anna Wintour lo aprendimos en parte por una película y pues hasta ahí quedó. Y la pregunta sería, ¿realmente Anna Wintour es una persona tan difícil, tan estricta, tan difícil de trabajar con ella, o eso forma parte del misterio? Some of us only know about Anna Wintour through what we have read and what we have seen in movies. Do you believe, or after your investigation, did you guys, I'm sorry, from what you investigated for your movie, is she really like that, or is that part of the legend?
The Devil Wears Prada is a great movie. It's great entertainment. I have loved watching it over the years, but it is a one-dimensional view of a woman who many, many sources told me is complicated. Some things about the movie are true to life. For instance, when we see Meryl Streep's Miranda Priestly character arrive at the office and everyone sort of freaks out about it and rushes to put on high heels and prepare her desk for her, there's some truth to that. There's a lot of nervous energy around Anna because people want to please her and want things to be perfect for her. And when she walks the halls of Condé Nast, which is Vogue's parent company, people will press themselves up against the wall in fear of her. But, you know, a lot of things about the Meryl Streep character were also not really true to life. There are the little things like, you know, you see Meryl Streep wear all black. Anna has said that the one thing she would never wear is all black. But then there are the bigger things. You know, a lot of people told me that they feel like Anna is really misunderstood that she's generous, that she's kind, that she's loyal. However, I also found instances where, you know, if she decides that you're radioactive to her, she can drop you from her life and never talk to her again.
Unbelievable. Amy, thank you very much for your time. Congrats on your book. And we hope that we have it very soon in Spanish. Will be very interesting to read it in Spanish. Thank you again, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Amy Odell, ¿qué dijo al final?
Habla de la película El Diablo se viste a la moda, en la que se volvió muy popular, por supuesto, y dice que muchas cosas en la película son ciertas, otras no. Muchas cosas en la película se trivializan, por ejemplo, ese papel que hace Meryl Streep y en una escena llega a la oficina y a todos les da miedo ese personaje, pero ella dice que hay algo de verdad en eso, porque Anna Wintour genera mucha presión y todo el mundo quiere que todo sea perfecto a su alrededor y ella esté contenta con todo lo que está pasando. Por ejemplo, hay cosas que no son verdad, nunca se vestiría de negro todo el tiempo, eso lo dijo Anna Wintour. Y también hay otras personas que dicen que en vez de ser una persona así que genera mucho miedo, es por el contrario generosa, amable, leal, pero por instancias también esas personas que son tóxicas las saca de raíz de su vida y no vuelve a hablar con ellas.